Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're talking about our Braves, guys, and we're going to get to the Dogs because they have a big game on Saturday in about 20 minutes. But we want to welcome into the show Greg McMichael. Greg's director of the alumni relations for the Atlanta Braves. Also played for the Braves from 93 to 96. Came back in 2000 as well. Was a pitcher. And, Greg, it's good to have you on. I know everybody's excited about this particular playoff series with the NLCS and the Dodgers and the Braves. But, you know, we want to talk some pitching with you. We want to talk about some matchups. How you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, you know, last night we got a chance to see who we were going to play. I didn't know which way it was going to go. Great series between the Giants and the Dodgers. But we get a rematch. And I'm curious to know, do you think that matters? Mike and I have been saying, let's run it back. Let's get another shot at these Dodgers. Does it matter?
Well, I think it matters from the standpoint that since the Dodgers won, we have home field advantage. And I think in a series like this where teams are evenly matched, and it's the NLCS, you're looking for any advantage to start right away, and having four games at home is definitely a big advantage.
Greg McMichael's with us, guys. A ton of saves back in the day. Also was a starting pitcher. Did everything, basically, for the Bravos back when things were rolling in the early days. Not to make sound like an old fart, Greg. Sorry about that. It's Greg McMichael with us on
right.
The WadeFord.com hotline. We were talking earlier today, Greg, about since Charlie Morton pitched on short rest, obviously they're going to go with Max Fried, but you got to plug Charlie in there in game two. I know Snit had said maybe Ian Anderson. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, this is the time where your horses, you got to ride them. And I don't expect anything less from these guys, from Ian and Charlie and trying to get those guys to pitch at their best. They'll be up for the challenge. They've done it all year, and, you know, as well as Max. And you know, we look at our horses in the bullpen, which is Luke and Tyler and Will Smith. And those guys, they just got to step up. You know, this is where you got to play clean ball. I mean, you're talking about playing one of the best teams in baseball. Just even if we were playing the Giants and the Dodgers proved themselves this year to be one of the best teams in baseball. So we can't make any mistakes. We're going to have to pitch like we know we can, and it's going to be a great series. You know, we got to have all the fans out there because we got to make sure that we take advantage of that home field advantage.
Braves are encouraging fans to get their tickets early, guys. Come on and come out to cheer and support the Braves at home at Truist Park. Game one tomorrow, game two Saturday, and then it heads back to L.A., and hopefully we get a chance to come back home, or maybe we end it out there, who knows, but these could be the only two games. You never know how these things play out, so you want to make sure that you get your tickets and go check it out, and I'm talking about, you know, without a game seven or a game six, depending on how this series goes. I want to ask you about how difficult it is to come out of the bullpen in these pressure situations. You've done it. You've been a bullpen guy. You just talked about, you know, Luke Jackson and Matzik and all these guys, Will Smith. Does it change in the playoffs?
Well, I think the thing that changes is that almost every pitch of every inning means something. And I just, going through the postseasons that I did, I just remember the very first inning means just as much as the ninth. And it seems like even the starters kind of experience a little bit about what the experience with the bullpen guys go through, where when you're coming in the seventh, eighth, and ninth, you know that the game can change and it could be over very quickly. But it seems like that moves all the way back to the first inning at this point. Of course, if you're watching the Giants and the Dodgers game last night, you knew that just every pitch, you know, every fan was hanging on every pitch. And it just seems like from here on out, and it felt like that with the Brewers as well. I was at the games, and it was just amazing electricity there at Truist Park. But it just seems like that with how explosive the Dodgers are, you have to make sure you capitalize and you take every pitch captive. You know, you're very focused on every play, every pitch, and it won't change until we win this thing.
It's a Greg McMichael, guys, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on a Friday. And again, I bet on the come, Greg. I figured we're going to take the Dodgers, so I've got tickets for Sunday for game two. It's going to be electric. I know we go back to, like, Ronald Acuna's great moment, the grand slam against the Dodgers in 2018. 19, we kind of let the Cardinals off the hook. And now it just seems like this is our window. Carl was saying sometimes you don't have to be the best team. To me, this some of its parts, I hate not having Soler ready for this series because of COVID, but what do you think about this lineup? Is it just so clutch that you think these guys can get it done?
Well, obviously we're going to miss Jorge and what he's brought to the table. But, hey, I hate the Dodgers as much as anybody. Back when I was playing, we were in the West, and we battled it out with the Dodgers. And so there's no love for them here. It's a little different nowadays because they're not in our division, but because we faced them so much in the postseason over the last 3 or 4 years, then that rivalry is there. And so, especially what happened last year, you know, we were up 3-1 and they came back on us. So we've got a lot to prove to those guys. They have a little bit different swagger about them just because they're the Dodgers. And as a ball player, you look at that and it just makes you want to beat them even more. And so I think this is going to be a great series. I want us to play clean ball. And if we do, I like our chances against anybody. I think we've got the pitching. We've got the lineup to stack up against whoever we play next, but we got to be clean. And as long as we play our game and the defense like we know we can, then I like our chances. And then, like I said, then it comes down to those little things. Home field advantage is one of them, and then you got to watch the momentum. And at this point, you never know when that momentum can shift or who gets the momentum early. And so if we get it, we got to take advantage of it. But being home first for these two games are huge, where our fans come out and they're behind the players and the players play well. It could be a really fun series for us if we start out on the right foot.
Greg, you've been a part of a moment like what we saw with Freddie the other night. You know, those are far few in between. You could go to the postseason 10 years in a row and never have that kind of moment. Have you experienced that, been a part of something like that?
Oh man, I was sitting there, I was in the stands and I was watching, and that game seemed like it was taking forever. I mean, it was just so much. And of course, you know, the postseason is like that, right? You're hanging on every pitch. So when he hit that ball, and especially, you know, you never expect a guy like Hader. He's just an unbelievable pitcher. And of course, we all know that Freddie did it to him earlier in the season. But at this point, I mean, you just don't – that's not something you're expecting. You're just saying, okay, let's get a hit. Let's kind of start a rally. And then when that ball went out, oh, my gosh, it was crazy. And I don't remember anything that electric from some of the times that we played. Obviously, there were some tremendous moments when we won the World Series. And of course, I was in the minor leagues at the time when Sid slid back in 92. And that was probably anything that would probably be on par with what happened with Freddie. But I wasn't in the stands during that time. But I could imagine I was at home in my apartment, you know, watching it. But I would imagine that was probably on the same level.
95, though, obviously you're part of that team. And we talked about, you know, obviously Ron Gant and all those great guys. And obviously, you know, David Justice with the homer, Glavin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, by the way, now, did you get to play golf with all those guys on the road? I mean, because it seemed like first time I went to Turner Field, I never got to see the old Fulton County moved here. But, Carl, the putting green underneath.
I mean,
what a life those guys had. Everybody's a Cy Young Award winner. Everybody's like a scratch golfer on that team.
Well, hey, listen, you know, when you're a starting pitcher, there are some benefits. And I was a blue-collar guy. I had to pitch every day. I was always expected to pitch in the seventh or eighth. So I never was awarded the ability to get up early in the morning and go play golf. But I know those guys did a lot of it, and it's been well chronicled, right? But that wasn't part of my job.
Well, I know what. I know this, should I say. Everybody's excited about this opportunity for our Braves and, you know, maybe winning the pennant for the first time since 99 at home. right? Having home field advantage.
A year where the Braves, to be honest, Javi Lopez was out that year, Greg, and a year that they kind of overachieved, overcame some injuries to get all the – now, granted, they did get swept by the Yankees, but just getting to the World Series that year was a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah, sometimes the seasons don't obviously go the way you expected. And, of course, this year with losing Soroka and Acuna and just not even thinking about – we couldn't get past 500. And then all of a sudden, you know, Alex makes a couple unbelievable moves, and you see that momentum shift, and the guys start believing, and they start to roll, and then here we are. So these guys have overcome a lot, and that tells you a lot about their character. It tells you a lot about how much they believe in themselves, how resilient they are. I heard somebody say something about, you know, resiliency doesn't win you anything, but I tell you what, it gives you an opportunity to win. We already know these guys are winners. And for them to do what they've done this year sets them up for success. And I think all that we can control are just some of the little things. We can control getting out there cheering them on. We can control supporting them. But these guys, man, they're set for success. They're ready to roll. It's just a matter of what are they going to do with this opportunity. So we believe in them, and we're ready for them to do it. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.